Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is, I'm weak. No strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you this song. Please take me to the King. Truth is, it's time to stop playing these games. We need a word for the people's pain. So Lord, speak right now. Let it fall like rain. Oh yeah, we're desperate. We're chasing after you. Oh,
good morning and good morning.
Today we are having problems with the computer for bringing the show on. So I may have to cancel the show for today because we don't know what's happening to our computer on this end. So I'm going to try it for a while and see if I'll be able to come up on it. So if anyone calls in, give me about 10 minutes to find out what have happened.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Yeah. Let the church. Let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say
everybody. How your world is reeling.
Amen.
church say? The church
say,
all we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, so
let the church say,
oh, let the whole church
say,
God has spoken. Well, let the church, let the church say, let the church say. About to die,
amen.
Knowing that God is not a man,
amen.
He just can't lie,
amen.
In spite of what,
amen.
What the devil does,
amen.
No, you've got a word,
amen.
That has come from above.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach. I am so glad that you stopped by today. We was having difficulty with the computer and the phone coming in, but praise be to God. God is able. What the devil meant for bad, God meant it for our good. So our broadcast may not be as long as it usually be, but we thank God for the time that we are able to share with you today. And before I start our topic today, we'll have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you, dear Lord, that you are the orchestrator of our life. You are in charge of our life. Each and everything that happens for a reason. And God, I thank you, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you that the computer was acting up this morning. The phone calls wasn't going through. I thank you, God, because somebody had to have time to come and listen to the broadcast today. We give you praise. We give you the honor, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for what you're going to do today through the broadcast, through the listening audience that will listen to it by phone, by Sky, or by their computer. We give you praise for it today. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today, we are talking about you and your tongue. I know a lot of people probably, when they looked at that title, what is she going to say about that tongue? Well, you know, we all know people, men and women. I'm not going to just say women, but we all know people whose tongues need taming. You know, you may have a boss that have an unruly tongue, maybe a neighbor, or perhaps even an in-law, a family member. Oh, we have someone want to come on. Good morning, caller. You're now on the air.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am blessed. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for asking. I haven't been on Blog Talk Radio in a while. I have my own account, but I haven't been on there in a while, and I was just scrolling down. And like you said earlier, is that title, it was catchy, so I decided to listen.
Oh, well, thank you so very much. Who am I speaking with? You have a show on Blog Talk?
Yeah, it's Realmix Radio, but I haven't been on there in, like, forever. I've been depressed and all that stuff, but... everything's doing
I'm
better
now. I'm out of that depressed mood. Now, you see, that's why the computer acted up, because it was waiting just on you today.
Right.
I want to pull you from up out of that depression. Now, what is causing you to be depressed today?
My tongue.
Oh, my. See, I knew it was a reason why this program wanted to act up at the last minute.
Right.
I am so glad you come on. Where are you calling from? What state?
I am calling from Texas.
What? Well, I am from Texas, too. Houston.
Dallas.
Well, praise God. I am so glad, caller, you called in. And we're going to talk.
You
and I are both going to talk about your tongue today. How about that?
Wow, I would
you
love
just
that.
Listen?
I'll do both.
Okay, well, good. I'm going to leave you on, so anytime you want to talk, just break me on off right then and go ahead and start talking, okay?
Okay.
And I thank you for coming on the program today. You have made my day. Praise God. And before we end the show, I'm going to pray with you before we end the show, okay?
Yes, that would be great.
All right. Okay. We all know people again, just like us women, whose tongue needs taming. You may have a boss, maybe a neighbor or somebody in your neighborhood, even an in-law. But if we're honest about ourselves, we would have to admit that our own tongues have probably needing putting a time or two as well to rest. You know sometimes, ladies, men, that we go through that with that tongue. Well, we've all done it. Held someone up in a conversation like a paper doll and snapped away until nothing was left but pieces on the floor. Am I right? Caller, we have run people up one end of the sidewalk and down the other end of that sidewalk with our tongue. Just our tongue have killed people, have caused people to turn from the right way that we're going to the wrong way with our tongue, that little red membrane in our mouth. You know, so very well then, put out your tongue. No. Relax. I'm not suggesting we shorten it with the scissors. I just want to have a look at it. You know, that's it. Stick it out.
Wiggle it around.
Yes. You know, just as the Apostle James said, okay, you can put out the little beast back in the cage behind your teeth now. I'm afraid the diagnosis isn't going to be good for either of you or me. Now just listen today. Listen to what the Holy Spirit inspired James to write about the tongue. Two million years ago, you know, the tongue is a small part of the body.
Yes.
And yet it boasts of great things.
Mm.
Behold how great a forest is set afire by such a small fire, that little red membrane in our mouth.
Mm.
And the tongue is a fire, the very words of iniquity. The tongue is set among our members as that which defiled the entire body and set on fire the course of our life. And it's set on fire by hell. Ha, my. You know, for every species of beast and bird, a reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by the human race. But, listen, but no one can tame the tongue. It is restless, evil, and full of deadly poison. Ooh, Carla, did you want to say something
true.
Right there?
That is true.
Oh.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, what was you
going to
say?
You know, the tongue is actually neither friend nor foe.
Yep.
It's merely a message that delivers the dictate of the heart, either for good or evil. Now you go ahead and say something.
I'm guilty of that. I felt so bad afterwards. You know, we say stuff, and it's the truth, and you feel like you're going to feel better after you say it, but you really don't. That's terrible.
Mm-hmm. You know, I had my next little word. I had say, wait, you may have read that last sentence too fast, what I just said. Either for good or evil, that tongue.
Yeah.
Did you catch the part about the tongue being capable of good and not just evil?
Yeah.
It's true. You know, in the Word of God, Solomon illustrated this important truth in Proverbs 15:2. And I'm going to turn over to that in my Bible, in Proverbs 15:2. And the Word of God says, the tongue of the wise use knowledge, a right, but the mouth of fools pour out foolishness. My. Ooh, I think I'll go on and read a little bit more on that one.
Yes.
In verse 2, say, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. And verse 4 says, the wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. My. Hold on, Carla. We have somebody else calling in. Oh,
yay.
Carla, you are now on the air.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Did you want to say something about? I'll be right back. Go right on, Carla.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
What you doing?
Huh? Hello?
What?
We're talking about the tongue today.
I love you.
Hello? Hello? Anybody out there? Hello?
so sorry that other caller hung up. I was waiting for her to come back on. Praise God. Because she said she was guilty of that today. You know, Solomon illustrated this important truth in Proverbs 15:2. That's where we were. By contrasting the word drawn from the wise and the foolish heart. You know, the tongue of the wise make knowledge acceptable, but the mouth of fools sprout folly. You're back on air, area code 469. I thought I had lost you.
What happened?
I don't know. We was talking about the tongue, and you see how the enemy don't want us to come on about this tongue today? We have another caller on from England. She got cut off, too. She's back on. We're so glad to have that caller on. Also, caller number, area code 770, caller number 409. We're talking about the tongue today. And please feel free to hit one on your keypad, because I would love to hear what y'all have to say about that little red membrane in your mouth today.
Mm.
We were just reading when we got cut off on Proverbs, the 15th chapter, and we had went to the, we're going to start at verse 1. A soft answer turn away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. And then we said in verse 2, the tongue of the wise use knowledge all right, but the mouth of fools pour out foolishness. Then we went to verse 3. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. And then we went to verse 4 when we got cut off. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit.
Yeah.
My.
We are talking some good verses. You picked out some good ones.
Ooh. Number, let me get this caller from England on. Caller from England, you on? Would you like to speak about the tongue today?
Shut up, boo-boo.
Don't be shy. Go ahead and talk. We're glad to have you on. Andrew from England. You're not coming in real clear where we can hear you.
Yeah, I can't even hear him. Hello?
We're trying to hear what you're saying. You must be having a bad connection.
You can hear me, right?
Yeah, I can hear you. Let me get Paula.
Oh, okay, great.
Paula.
All right.
Paula, you are now on air, area code 770.
Praise the Lord, everyone. This is really a wonderful lesson this morning. I'm so delightful to be a part of it. I thank the Lord for the privilege and the opportunity. You're doing such a wonderful job, Madam Host, a wonderful, a splendid job. But let me tell you what I discovered as a prophet of a true and living God. I didn't know that my tongue was controlled by my heart. Mm. I didn't know that my heart could talk. When I found out that my heart could talk, I discovered that my tongue was really navigated by my heart. So I come to find out that a lot of people that I was talking to, they would tell me, they say, did you not know I didn't mean to say that? I said, but if you didn't mean to say it, how did your tongue allow it to come out?
Mm.
And then as I began to study by the direction of the Holy Ghost, I found out that the heart was the one doing the talking, y'all.
Mm.
So I found out how the Holy Ghost, if he controls your heart, then your tongue will know what to say and what not to say. So how do you get your heart right in order for your tongue to speak what your mind is thinking about? I said, what? So you mean to tell me that my mind is controlled by my heart too? And as I discovered that, I come to find out I was messed up and wrecked up from the flow up.
Yeah.
I didn't believe that my heart could talk. But I want everybody to know, as a prophet of a true and living God, your heart is the one that do the talking. It's not your mind, nor is it your tongue. Thank you, Madam Hose.
You're quite welcome. I am so glad you came on today, because we have another caller on, and she says she was just flipping through and saw, and that title caught her. And she said, I am guilty of that. Go ahead and speak. Caller, area code 469, go ahead and speak a little bit. Let them hear what you was going to say.
Oh, you said for me, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was in the zone there for a minute. I thought it was another one. My bad. Yeah, it's very, the tongue is very deadly. It can kill. It can draw tears. It can keep. It can tell lies. It can keep secrets. It's very evil, and we have to learn how to control it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. And, you know, as I was going, reading more in Proverbs, I think I'll read a little bit more for those that may not have their Bibles handy, because as caller 770, the prophet was speaking about the heart and the tongue. I kept reading, and I said, wait a minute. And some of the words that I was using in my presentation today, like reprove, I'm going to read a little bit where you can catch it. It says, I'm going to go to verse 10. Correction is grievous unto him that forsake the way, and he that hated reproof shall die. Verse 11 say, hell and destruction are before the Lord. How much more than the hearts of the children of men? A scoffer love, not one that reprove, I had that in him, neither will he go unto the wise. And here we come back about the heart. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. Then when I went down to 14, the heart of him that has understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. And verse 15 say, all the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart hath a continuous peace. My. You know,
that
today.
Is strong.
Did you want to say something, Carla?
No, I was saying that was strong. Those are some good verses that you
this,
read.
You'll find that in your Bible in Proverbs, the 15th chapter, and start from the very first verse and read all that chapter. It's telling you about the sin, the reproach, the words that we're speaking out of our mouth. We're glad to have Andrew back on from England. I may be pronouncing it wrong, but we're glad you came back. Did you want to say something? Let me bring you in.
Hey.
You're back on. Would you like to say something? Your voice is coming out muffled. Maybe you're too close to the phone, but we're glad to have you on. And if you don't want to say anything, you want to listen, we want to be really glad you came on.
Yeah. I love you.
We love you too. Praise God. And as we go forward to talking about your tongue today, you know, it's a right and a wrong use of the tongue. And right now we're going to talk about the right use of the tongue. You know, using the tongue for good instead of evil is not something we all do automatically. We have to tame ourselves by breaking bad habits and guarding our words to make them follow the path of wise speech set forth in Proverbs, which I had started reading to you all. You know, let's travel down four of those paths for a closer look. And I jotted down four things. The first is wise counsel, sound advice. You know, the mouth of the righteous flow with wisdom. The lips of the wise spread knowledge. A wise man is he who listens to counsel. That goes for women also.
Yeah.
That goes for women and men. We ain't just on the men and just on the women. It goes for both. Would you like to say something? You know, life is full of difficult decisions.
What else?
That often leaves us feeling overwhelmed. And it's, you know, uncertainty as to what we should do. You know, just think about, you start thinking, where am I going to college? Who am I going to marry? What career to pursue? Where am I going to live? We plead. But does that typically make those decisions for us in some supernatural way? No. Rather, it helps us through the wise counsel of our godly friends and mentors. Even Solomon, gifted as he was, still understood his own needs and ours for seeking counsel from others. You know, and as I thought about that, you know, next time a close friend has trouble clarifying the issue surrounding a crossword decision, make your companion heart glad with the sweet aroma of godly counsel. Give them godly counsel with that mouth. Second, reproof, rebuke, and spiritual exaltation. You know, another wise use of the tongue that's difficulty for most to master is faithful of the wounds of a friend, the deceitful, or the kiss of an enemy. You know, an enemy would run you up and down the sidewalk, talk about you from the front door to the back door, and when they meet you, they want to hug you, greet you, and kiss you, and just finish laying you out in the coffin. My. We have some calls that drop, but we hope that they'll be able to come back on. The caller from England is having problems staying on today, but we hope he's able to come back on. You know, the value of a reproof shared in genuine humility and compassion is impossible to measure. If you ever experience such an intimate exchange, you know that greater insight and good are always gained. You know, primarily because the one who wounds does so out of a deep love for the one being wounded. You know, you can find yourself knowing that that person have talked about you, have ridiculed you, caused you to lose your job, broke up your home, your family. But you know, when they talk about the heart, as caller number 770 was saying, You got to find it in that heart. With all you know they have done to you, to have forgiveness in your heart, that's when your heart has got to lined up with that tongue in your mouth. You got to say, God, I know they run me down. They caused me to lose my job with that tongue. They lied on me. They stabbed me in the back. They stabbed me in the front of my heart. You said, Lord, in your word, all the promise you gave me, you said, I got to still love them, even knowing what they did to me.
Mm.
I got to love them.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard. It's so hard.
Just go ahead and talk and tell us just after how you feel. Caller 469.
It's hard. It forgiving somebody is very hard, and you have to really work on it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You got to work on it. You know, a true friend doesn't just rush to rebuke another, you know, wild in his or her words rashly, like the thrush of a sword. You know, but people who delight in that kind of reckless reproof know nothing of love. They don't have any love in their heart when they're constantly doing that. That tongue hasn't been trained to bring healing, only hurt. You got to go to God. You got to repent. Ask God to forgive you. Caller, you're back on the air from England. You're having problems staying on, but we're glad you came back on, because we know evidently it's either you're having problems with your tongue, or you know somebody that is. Do you want to share with us today? We'd love to hear from you today.
No.
Okay, you don't want to say anything today. Okay, you want to listen today? But you know, the one who loves the other one deeply rebukes reluctance. He or she does not delight in confrontation. They anguish over the words that must be spoken.
Right.
All right. I'm on your street then. All right. They pray with sweating brows, grace, and humility.
Really?
They are going to bruise the one they love. And such a duty is one of the most difficult and distasteful a friendship can bring. My. You know, you even thought the bruises may linger.
Right.
The pain may subside. And the tooth would draw closer. To bear the covenant title of best friend. We sometimes must go through that painful ride of reproof, even with our best friend, our co-worker. You know, we all go through that in this life.
Oh, man.
We all have been through that. If you haven't been through it, just keep getting up saying good morning. It's coming down your street.
Right.
Where somebody has said something that's not likely about you, that was not godly about you. Somebody have done something that have ridiculed you or your family member. And you got to look at that person every day in the face. It may be somebody in your church. It may be somebody on your job. It may be a next door neighbor. It may be somebody at the corner of the grocery store.
No.
But you have to walk in there with love in your heart, knowing what they did. But that means you are the bigger person. That means you can love them. And then they're going to go home and they're going to just wither, and they're going to be saying under their breath, I talked about them. I did this to them. I did that to them. I know. How can they love me in spite of what I did? You know, a third way to honor the Lord with our lips is beautifully expressed. In 16 and 24, better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. That's encouragement. Don't you know you can encourage somebody? You know they're going through. You know they're depressed. You know they're throwing in the towel. But God can give you an encouraging word for that person, for that date. And you know, you'll say, God, I thank you for having love in my heart.
Yeah, hold on a second. I'm looking at the menu.
And my brother, I thank you for having love in my heart. You know,
yeah.
Someone is calling this up loud. You know, someone talked about it. The seemly simplicity of encouragement.
He got the six-piece nuggets.
He tends to underestimate the power of this tool of the tongue. You know, but yet for those who have experienced the sweet taste of sincerity, affirmation, nothing could be more exhilarating, near miraculously wrought because of it. You know, a well-tamed word has the power to urge a runner to finish the race, to rekindle hope when despair has set in, to spark a bit of warmth in an otherwise cold life. The fourth thing is witnessing to that person, teaching that person, comforting that person. You know, the tongue of a righteous is as a choice silver. The teaching of the wise is a foundation of life. To turn aside from the snares of death. You know, that tongue is a mighty thing. We have to learn how to tame that tongue. Caller 770, would you like to add something before we go off the air today? Because everyone else call has dropped.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Ma'am. The only thing I needed to say before we go off the air, I know your time is short. In Matthew 6 and 21, it says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So if there's life and death, power of the tongue, and then the heart has to be what navigates your tongue to speak. So you can't get a treasure unless you open your mouth through your tongue the right way, but your heart has to be the navigator to it. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much for coming in. And call up from area code 469, her call dropped. And Andrew in England, his call dropped. He's having a time trying to get in over to the station. I had a time. It kept dropping today for me coming on the air. But I give God praise because the main lady and the main guy that wanted to hear about this topic today was able to stay on back and forth. And I think they hooked up somebody else to listen to the broadcast today. Because they say they was guilty of that tongue, on the things that tongue had did. And they knew it was hard to ask for forgiveness and to go to God. And that they wanted to hear the show today. So, caller, on area code 469, I hope you can go back. And what you missed out, that you will be able to hear it on the archive. Also, Andrew in England. Your call kept dropping. I hope you're able to hear it. And the person that needed to hear this broadcast today, I hope they were able to come on. I want to thank everyone that came on today. What the devil meant for bad, God meant it for our good. Because what we had to say today, the enemy didn't want us to tell about the tongue today and about how you can ask for forgiveness, encourage, and what the tongue can do for good and evil. And we want to thank each and every one of you all, and I want to thank area code 770, the prophet from Chattanooga, Tennessee, for coming on by way of Galveston, Texas today, and area code 469 from Dallas, Texas, area code 409 from Texas City, Texas. Thank you so much. And other callers that I may not know where you're from right now, but I want to say thank you. May God continue a smile on each and every one of you all. And I want each and every one of you to have a blessed and a prosperous day today in the Lord. Until next week, we'll be putting on new broadcasting starting for the new year in December. So please stay tuned. Keep coming to Joy and Peace. Let me know how you're enjoying the broadcast. And if you like the broadcast, please put it on Blog Talk. Favorite broadcast today, a Joy and Peace broadcast today that you would like to be. This would be one of your popular shows that come on the air every Wednesday. And until next week, have a blessed day.